I followed the first impression. One Sunday, after returning home from church, I fell asleep for most of the afternoon. It was dark when I woke up. I started my weekly planning with a prayer to ask how I could best serve the Lord. I felt impressed to go home teaching. It was already 8 p.m., so I told myself that I would go the following Tuesday, but the impression to go that night became stronger. I was reminded of the counsel I heard Elder Ronald A. Rasband of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles give at the Missionary Training Center in Lima, Peru, while I was a teacher there. Follow the first impression. I immediately called my home teaching companion, but he did not answer. I decided to go anyway. I left the house and noticed a young priest in my ward walking down the street. I approached him and asked if he would accompany me. He agreed. At the first home, the brother opened the door. I told him I felt I needed to see him. He smiled and told us he was having an operation the next day and would appreciate a blessing. I gave him a blessing, and we left for our next visit. It was 8:40 p.m. when we arrived at the next family's house. They were surprised to see us because it was so late. We entered their home and noticed that the father was sick. I offered to give him a blessing. As we returned home, I shared Moroni 7:13 with my young companion. Everything which inviteth and enticeth to do good and to love God and to serve Him is inspired of God. I told him that what had just happened was no accident because I had received a prompting. He said he believed it because before I approached him, he had prayed to know how to recognize the Spirit. I don't know if the impression to go home teaching was more for my families or for this young priest, but I'm grateful I listened. I know great blessings come as we follow the first impression of the Spirit. By Kenny Kispa Tupac, Lima, Peru.